spreading farm information, and occasionally manure. This is the Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
It's time again for a checkoff chat where we follow up on exactly what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that means all those calves that you've sold, all those cull cows, all those Holstein steers. That's part of your program, too. And in studio with us today, Jay Farbo with the Wisconsin Beef Council. She really does a wonderful job of keeping everybody informed on activities, events, educational information via social media and on their website. Remember the two, beeftips.com and on social media. Wisconsin Beef Council. Jade, May has been Beef Month. Let's give folks a little bit of an idea on all the running around, all the activities that the staff's been taking advantage of, not the least of which was this last weekend, the first ever, what did you call it?
It's a cattle drive, a 5K, 10K cattle drive. And so we hosted our first ever 5K, 10K run or walk. It was just a fun run. We didn't keep time or anything, but it was to emphasize that beef can be a part of a healthy lifestyle. We had over 70 runners registered, and we were able to donate over $1,000 to the food pantry because of it. So we're really excited that it had such a great turnout, and we can't wait for next year.
Excellent, excellent. And you actually had some of the Team Beef folks that were involved, huh?
Absolutely. So we have over 50 Team Beef runners in the state of Wisconsin. They're all over the state, and so sometimes it's hard to get them all in one place. But we were able to get about 12 Team Beef runners, both in 10K and 5K races.
How do those people become part of Team Beef?
So we take applications early in the year. You can submit those to Sarah, our dietitian. She mans Team Beef. You submit an application, you complete our Masters of Beef Advocacy course, and then you're on.
Excellent, excellent. Talk to me a little bit about other things that have been going on during the month of May. It's not just that one event. Beef Council staff has been busy working with some retailers.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wisconsin Beef Council, you can see us at Hy-Vee's, Festival Foods, Pick and Save. We're all over the place doing in-store demos and sampling beef. And so, for example, on Cinco de Mayo, we did some steak tacos at a Hy-Vee in Madison.
Now, there's also opportunities for the consumers listening to capitalize on May being Beef Month. Tell me about the Ibotta.
Ibotta is an app that you can get on your phone. And it offers coupons that you can redeem through the month of May. It started on May 16th and will run until the rebates are all used, correct. And it's $1 off of ground round and ground sirloin. So whether you're grilling up some hamburgers or throwing together a 30-minute meal, this coupon can really help you get through the week.
Excellent. Talk to me a little bit about, I was mentioning to Jade, it's not just the responsibility of the Wisconsin Beef Council to do everything that's beef during the month of May. I'm intrigued to know that the Greene County Cattlemen have got a special burger challenge that they've got going on through the end of July, I guess, where people are just being asked to vote for their favorite burgers down in Greene County. You can find that online. Just go to Greene County Cattlemen, and I think you'll see the complete run-up on that. Now, Wisconsin Beef Council, you guys are back at it again in the month of June with kind of the same thing around the Madison area.
Yeah, so Madison Burger Week is June 8th through the 15th this year. And for every burger sold, $1 of that is donated to River Food Pantry. And so we were heavily involved in it last year. We were really excited to have a Madison Burger Week, and we are excited for it to come back to Madison this year.
Yeah, mark those dates down, June 8th through the 15th, as she said, because we're going to get active. Jenna, myself, going to partner up again with the Beef Council staff and try to do a little bit of our own sampling. That'll be on Tuesday. What did we pick Tuesday?
The 12th.
All right. That's when we're going to be live on social media trying to introduce you to some of the restaurants that are being featured. If you want to find out about the restaurant lineup, just go to MadisonBurgerWeek.com. MadisonBurgerWeek.com, and they'll have that available. Tell people, what did you get out of it last year, Jade? I mean, aside from us having fun and getting a chance to meet some cool people, what else did we see as far as benefits to that?
Well, not only were they delicious burgers, and they were so unique to the restaurant that we visited, But each restaurant, we had a chef's come out. And we didn't ask them to. They volunteered to come out. And they're super proud of what they present to their customers. And they were super excited about us being there and really showcasing their burgers for us.
Do you remember who the winner was last year? That they were all so good. The winner itself eludes me.
It was a Heritage Tavern, and they had their Wagyu burger.
And for people that have never heard the phrase Wagyu, you want to explain to them just exactly why that caught your attention? It's a special breed of cattle from primarily Japan. That's where they originally came from. And it's super tender. That's the Kobe beef that you might see at high-end white table linen kind of deals. So to see a chef take that high-cut, high-value cut and turn it into a fantastic burger was pretty interesting. You getting any idea from the folks that organized Madison Burger Week on did they get more restaurants that want to engage this year?
They've all sound pretty promising about the lineup. There was 33 or 34 restaurants last year, and it was our first year in Madison, and so they're expected to pick up some more restaurants along the way. And the response last year was really great, and so I'm expecting it to be just as wonderful this year.
And like I said, on that Tuesday, June 12th, kind of follow us on social media, both the Wisconsin Beef Council's Facebook feed and their Twitter feed, as well as Jenna Lee and myself on Fabulous Farm Babe. We are going to be out trying to sample those recipes. Wherever the Wisconsin Beef Council takes us, we will be happy to join. Anything else in particular that you want to remind people about as we kind of wrap off our celebration of May and Beef Month in the state? I know that you've had a lot of different messages, different tidbits for consumers on the Wisconsin Beef Council beeftips.com website, but also on social media. You're doing pretty good getting new friends on social media, aren't you, Jade?
Yeah, so we have all kinds of friends on social media now, and we're excited to see the interaction. And if you have questions about beef production or beef practices or nutrition of beef, please feel free to reach out. That's what we're here for. The key message in celebrating May as Beef Month is beef can be a part of a healthy diet. Your beef is safe and wholesome to eat, and your beef producers in Wisconsin are proud to give it to you.
They have some fantastic partners that will share that message. I know that Jade and the staff took Jenna Lee to the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, where the American Heart Association was celebrating and celebrating with beef.
Right. It's a common misconception that beef cannot be a part of a heart-healthy diet, if anybody's cardiologist might have said that before. But we show our support for a heart-healthy environment by going to and being involved in AHA activities. And one of them was this Red Dress event. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. And so it's important to us at the Beef Council, as well as our beef producers, that we show our consumers that beef can be a part of a heart-healthy diet.
Very nice partnership, and one that's not just at that individual event, but throughout the course of the year. Jade Farbo in studio with us. She is the gal that is a communications assistant. You see a lot of her handiwork at beeftips.com and through social media with Wisconsin Beef Council. And don't forget about the blog. Remind them about your blog, Jade.
We have a blog. It's called behindthebeef.com. And on the blog, you'll see some articles that I've written, but our most important part of that is going to be our producer profiles. And so if you're interested in learning more about your Wisconsin beef producers, they're as unique as each one of us are. And so we really try to tell their stories through the blog.
It's excellent. Great pictures, great stories. Behindthebeef.com. So just like we said, a lot of different ways to connect with our Wisconsin Beef Council and the valuable information and great events that they've got coming up, not the least of which is going to be in the month of June with Madison Burger Week. Tuesday, June 12th is when we'll be mobilizing our social media streams to take you to all those restaurants, or at least as many as we can. And as always, please jump online, beeftips.com, or like them and follow them, Wisconsin Beef Council, on social media streams. Jade Farbo in studio with us for our checkoff chat on this Friday. Have a great Memorial Weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you on Monday.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.